The Vikings struck fear into the hearts of people living in the 8th to 11th century. When they invaded another country, they destroyed house and farm. They killed and sometimes kidnapped villagers. They carried off food, gold and silver, and other valuables that they found.
Vikings were powerful warriors who conquered vast areas of Europe. However, this is only one side of the Viking story. They were also explorers and expert shipbuilders with their own complex society.
The Vikings, like most Europeans at the time, were agricultural people. Living in the most northern areas of Europe meant that Vikings could grow many crops. They grew grains that were more suitable for the cold northern climate of Scandinavia, such as oats, barley, and corn, and they raised cattle.
Viking society was organized in a hierarchical way. At the top of the society were the kings. Under the kings were members of noble families called jarls. Under the jarls were chieftains, who were warriors who controlled smaller groups of people and land.
Next class of people were under the chieftains were called free farmers, who managed the farms and worked to produce the food for their society.
The lowest class of people were slaves. Slaves were often people who had been conquered by the Vikings and brought back to work on farms. Slaves did the hardest work on the farms and were not allowed to own property. However, slaves could quote-unquote buy their freedom through hard work and loyalty. Freed slaves often continued to work on farms to make a living for their families.
Viking society revolved around the family life. The focus of Viking family life was the longhouse. One of the Viking major architectural innovations, the longhouse was a long boat-shaped house made up of wood and stone with a hard earth clay and wooden door and a roof made up of straw and hay.
Inside the house, family life centered on the hearth or living room with fireplace. This was the main living area for the Vikings. They made their cooking fires in the hearth, and this is where the parents and children gathered to tell stories and cook and eat their meals.
Was a source of light as well as heat. So this is where women would sew clothes and grind flour. While the men made iron farming tools such as plows and spades.
What happened to the Vikings? Archaeologists and historians found evidence that the Vikings managed to stay far from their origin in Scandinavia into Russia. They crossed the Atlantic into North America. They sailed down the coast of Europe to Portugal. In all of those places, some Vikings may have settled. By 1050, Vikings raids ceased.
Acknowledgements. Scriptwriter Adit. Collaboration idea Ronak and Vishwak. Text planning Siren Austin. Text order Cheyenne Parthiv.